This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 395, and today we're going to be talking about speaking your truth. And this has become a very popular topic in psychology and just in relationships in general. So I'm going to talk about this in a relationship perspective, because there has to be a relationship for us to want to speak our truth. Now, this could be a romantic relationship. It could be a friend relationship. It could be a work relationship. But all of these things come from the same place. And when I've coached clients before, they kind of get frustrated when they go, I just want to speak my truth. I'm just speaking my truth. But what they have not done and why they're working with me is finding out where that emotion comes from. Because most of the time when we want to say we're speaking our truth, it's from a place of a disempowering emotion, whether it's anger that the other person did something, or whether it's shame, or whether it's guilt, or whether it's frustration. Most of the time, in my experience, this is when somebody wants to say, I need to speak my truth. Well, that's a great start to think about, but what's more important is, where is that truth coming from? Now, it is yours, so it is you are speaking it, but it doesn't mean it's the fact, right? So there's truth and fact. For example, you could have two people outside at 70 degrees. One person would say it's cold. The other person would say it's hot. Both of those are speaking their truth, but the fact is it's 70 degrees. It's neither hot or cold. And if somebody, you know, if they wanted, no, it's hot, no, it's cold, no, it's hot, they each would be speaking their truth, but not understanding where each one is coming from. So that was a very light example. But what I want to talk about more is that when we get to a point when we feel that we're backed into a corner and the only way out is to speak our truth, normally it means that we lash out at the person and tell them what we think about them, as opposed to sitting with the emotions. Where are these emotions coming from? And I'm not saying denying the emotions, but we need to dig deeper into, where are those emotions coming from? Is it coming from a limiting belief? Is it coming from a value that we have that we don't know, that may have been violated? But the immediate response to a lot of this is through anger, and then we want to speak our truth, or frustration, or any other disempowering emotion. So when we can first, and it's tough. It's tough to speak our truth, and it's even tougher to speak it from a place of love. And when we can talk to somebody through a place of love, like a friend said they were going to show up, and they didn't show up, and they didn't call, and they just kind of disregarded it. And you're there angry because you made plans to meet this friend at a restaurant or a pub, and you're sitting there. And this is just a friend that you've had. And, you know, you may text them, you may not, or let's just say even you do text him or her and they ignore it. Well, then you're sitting there fuming. And the next time you see him, you may want to speak your truth and say, you're an asshole. How come you didn't show up? But really, what we have to do first is look at is there a rejection there? Do you feel rejected? And where is that rejection coming from? Because we really don't know why that person didn't show up. What if they were in the hospital in an accident and you're sitting there creating a story about all this? So when you approach it, when you see this person, you could say, hey, listen, you know, I thought we had a arrangement or appointment or a date, whatever you want to call it, to meet at this pub at 8 o'clock. You weren't there. I felt really, you know, bad. I felt rejected because you made a plan for it. And when I called you, you didn't answer. And I'm just want to let you know that I'm feeling hurt by this and would like to know, you know, and you could say, I'd like to know what happened, or you could just, when we speak our truth, we just need to be able to speak our truth and just say, I'm hurt because this happened, and then just leave it. The other person then wouldn't feel uncomfortable, or would feel comfortable in saying, geez, I'm sorry, it completely slipped my mind. And then you can work through it. But if you lash out at the person, say, you're a jerk, you didn't show up, and this is the fifth time you've done this. And that's coming from a place of anger, and that's not really expressing your feelings. And I think what we need to understand is that when we start to speak our truth, it's the feelings that have come up for us about a situation, because it's those feelings that are uncomfortable that create some, you know, so we have the TFAR model, thought leads to feelings, leads to actions, leads to results. Well, let's just say we're involved in a situation where somebody is mentioning something to us, talking to us, doesn't do something, does do something, and we get a feeling. Well, that feeling then will reverse engineer it, we'll call it, will go to a thought. And that thought will be most likely disempowering. And we will then go ahead and create stories around it. You know, it could be with a romantic relationship where your partner is out for the night with friends and they come home extremely late. And you're fuming because they didn't let you know about that. And the normal response would be getting mad and upset and yelling and screaming, and then the other person feels like they can't tell you the truth, when the truth may be is, you know what, I had a couple of drinks too many and I had to wait for my friend to pick me up to bring me home, or whatever it might be, right? We just need to be able to express ourselves, express our feelings. It's important. Often, many times, we don't express our truth because we want to be considerate of the other person's feelings. We don't want to hurt their feelings. You know, if they did something that they did unconsciously, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't affect them, but it affects us. We may not tell them how we feel about it because we don't want to hurt their feelings. Now we become the sacrificial lamb, and now we bury our feelings deep inside, and we bury our thoughts deep inside. And then we start to get anger, guilt, and shame because we didn't express ourselves. So in this aspect, and I can give some more examples, but what I'd like to do with this particular topic is have you contemplate, because I can give examples and then you're going to stop the podcast and move on. But if I challenge you to think of situations that have happened in the past 24 hours where you may have, quote, expressed your truth, but came from a place of anger, go back and find out where that anger is coming from. Find out where that insecurity is coming from. And then speak that truth, saying, hey, you know, when this behavior comes up, it makes me, so we have to be careful when we speak our truth that it's you make me feel or it makes me feel, because then we're giving our power away to the event or the person. What is better to say, and it's easier received, is I feel insecure when I don't hear from you for 5 hours. I feel threatened when you're talking to other women. I feel not loved when you don't rub my shoulders. And so those are the things that when we express how we feel, as opposed to you make me feel or that person makes me feel, we're then able to talk about it. And then the other partner, if they're conscious and aware, will be able to go, oh, I understand. I didn't know that. Here's what I did. And what can we do to meet in the middle to make sure that we both live within our truths, within our values, within our boundaries, but also respect each person's feelings. And part of this, once we express it, it's amazing that once we express it and have a conscious conversation around it, many times those feelings never come up again. But if we don't express it, if we don't tell our truth from a place of love and caring, we will hold on to that. Or if we express it from a place of anger, it won't get resolved. But we can speak our truth from our heart center and be open and be vulnerable. Then we can create a safe environment where we can continue to do our work. Now, a lot of this is based obviously on childhood stuff that maybe we've worked through and maybe we haven't. And, you know, whether you believe in that type of scenario is irrelevant, but what does matter is that there's a trigger there. Something in your past has caused a trigger for you to feel the way you feel. And by just expressing it through yelling or anger isn't going to resolve that feeling. It's always going to be there. But if you have a trusting partner and you can talk to them about it, basically as like a therapist in a sense, but you want to do this with your partner because that's going to create a very safe container where your relationship can grow and flourish. Now, for men, this is very challenging because we don't want to be seen as weak to our female partner. And if we open up and become vulnerable, we are scared to death that they're going to think we're weak and go someplace else. Now, let me tell you, if a female does that, they are not in a very secure place. A strong, conscious female will hold that container, will understand, and will accept you even more for being vulnerable. A female who goes, geez, you're a weak man, will then turn around. She then has her own problems. And it can be the reverse too, but I'm just saying that from a guy's perspective, it's harder for guys to open up and talk about their feelings and being in a safe environment. Women tend to do it a lot better. And that's just my experience with coaching and my experience in life. So there you have it. I'm going to put some links where the podcast is hosted to get some articles about speaking your truth, especially within relationships. Come on over to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Click on the links for these articles. Read some of the show notes. And my challenge for you is go back and for the past 24 hours or maybe more, find an event where you thought you were speaking your truth, even if you didn't use those exact words, and go deeper into where did that come from? And then work with your partner. It will be painful. You may end up, emotional. You may end up doing other things, but it'll be worth your while. So with that, we'll talk next week. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.